following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. With 600 stores, we're home and office printing pros, and you'll save money every time you print. Our toner cartridges cost $20 to $30 less than the superstores. $20 to $30. Cartridge World, we're home and office printing pros. Give us a call and start saving today. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
Working on your brakes? CarQuest Auto Parts has everything you need to do the job right, including great values like CRC, non-chlorinated brake clean, in the 14-ounce can. Buy one at regular price, get the second one free after mail-in rebate. See store for details, now through March 29th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations, or visit CarQuest.com. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day, as we are together again on this Tuesday. We're talking a lot of high school sports today. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll talk a little golf. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll talk the Tonight Show, because I think the Tonight Show is now the UNK baseball team. Ron Higdon from the NSAA, who's in charge of wrestling. There's going to be some neat things that they are changing up a little bit this year. Nothing major, but one of the things is the finals are going to start not at 106. That's just one of the things that's going to happen on Saturday. So we'll talk to him about that. We'll talk with the head coach at Hastings, Brian Laux, about the Tigers and their 12 qualifiers. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, Tanner Cavity of Elm Creek, head boys basketball coach. Their team is number one. This is a team that has not been to state since 2004. They've only been to state once since 1975, and they're setting third in the wild card points in a very tough sub-district position to get to state, and now ranked number one in the Omaha World Herald. Always cool to be at that number one spot for the first time.
Yeah, it's also nerve-wracking as can be to be in the number one spot. Yes. Not that you ever have a good record and fly under the radar or have anonymity, but it is sometimes better to not be number one.
Well, getting to the Tonight Show, last night was the first night for Jimmy Fallon. The Olympics now don't go right away. They give Jimmy Fallon his time, then they do the late-night Olympics. But you guys on the Tonight Show for the second straight Monday, a week ago, you were coming home from Albuquerque. But, hey, last night you only had to come home from Wichita, so you got home early, baby.
Yeah, I got home about 1. Yeah, I don't even know what time we got home, to be honest with you. But I had to watch the movie Pitch Perfect last night on the bus. Yeah, that's all I can really say about that choice. Dylan Schroeder, again, horrible movie choice.
Yeah, but 2 home runs. So yeah, is that why he got to pick?
No, I don't know exactly how the movie selection criteria went this weekend on the bus, but we were doing really well with some Transformers and some good stuff, Two Guns, and then out of nowhere, someone threw in this. And so, you know, it was an interesting trip down to Wichita. It was, you know, we had a great first day, not so great second day, ate a little humble pie. Yesterday on Monday, but I thought it was something that was I'm very interested to see our guys respond back heading into the conference weekend after playing as poorly as we did yesterday.
Part was poor? I know the pitching zone, you guys walked a few guys, but both teams, what was unusual is that I think you had one error, they had none, and both teams had 15 hits, but you get beat 11-3, so there's some... issues.
Yeah, we hit the baseball. We just didn't get any timely hits. You know, we did a lot of good things to get guys on first and second or get guys on second and third type of thing, but we didn't do a very good job of scoring those runs. And on Saturday, on Sunday, we scored those runs. And that's the difference in the ball game of a 14-4 win and then an 11-3 losses. You know, you get 16 hits, but you leave 11 guys on base. And so, we didn't execute in some situations that we needed to, and our pitching staff showed a little bit of its youth. A couple of our freshmen really struggled in some scenarios, and our starter, didn't really have the outing that we wanted. And, we knew it as a coaching staff going in. We talked about it in the hotel. We talked about it when we got off the bus. We talked about it after batting practice. Our team just did not have the same energy level and that same look about them as we did our previous six games, and it showed yesterday. And I think that's a huge lesson for us to learn, is that the minute you kind of let your guard down and think that you've got this game figured out, it's gonna come out and punch you in the mouth.
A little too early in the year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think it's more just, we just kind of thought that, that Newman was going to lay down for us. And it was a huge, pride thing for them not to get swept on their home yard in their opening weekend. And so, we just didn't respond to that. And then next thing you know, by the time you kind of wake up and get rolling, it's 10-0 and you're trying to just battle back from there.
You know, it's 60 degrees out today, right?
Yeah.
And who you playing? Oh, that's right. You got practice?
Well, actually, we don't even have practice. We have the day off because of NCAA rules, and then we're working diligently to set the weekend schedule, but that's in peril.
Ain't happening.
Exactly.
It ain't happening. Don't even bust your butt trying to get games here this weekend, because it ain't happening.
No, we're trying to find a site south.
To play Northwest Missouri?
Yes.
Okay, we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, we can't make that announcement per se right now. We're speaking in hypotheticals.
That'll be awesome. Maybe Texas. How far south are we looking? Wichita again?
Yeah, Wichita's actually supposed to be 50-50.
Yeah,
you know,
we can take that. We can take that. Well, we wanted to catch up with the head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek once again, Tanner Cavaney, because ever since he got up this morning and picked up the Omaha World Herald, he has been running around the streets of Elm Creek, waving his shirt above his head, chanting, "We're number one," as coaches do. And Tanner, congratulations. I know that's exactly what you wanted going into the postseason.
Oh, I mean, what? The biggest thing is, the PowerPoints. We're sitting third in PowerPoints, and, that's the way we look at it. It's a nice honor, but in the same instance, there's a lot of work still to be done.
Yeah, I know you can give me a lot of coach speaks, but I do want to point out that, I don't know, is in our lifetime, has Elm Creek ever been ranked number one? I mean, we talked about, to start the show, Elm Creek boys have only been to state once since 1975, and you and your coaching staff have continued to build this program. I know you got some good kids over there, but it does say something to where you're at and what you guys have done.
Well, I think it says a lot about the area. I mean, the teams we've played, you look at Ravenna, teams that we played on our schedule, Southern Valley, Ravenna, Gibbon, Amherst, Wilcox-Hildreth, Overton. I mean, we've got four teams in our conference that have been ranked. So, yeah, it's a nice honor, but in the same instance, I think it shows a lot about the area. I mean, we had two football teams win state championships here in the area, so it's a tribute to the area kids, the area athletes, and the respect that the state's showing to the area, I think.
18-2 on the season. You'll play Elwood, who has had a very good year in the Fort Kearney Conference as well, and that's your season finale on Friday. The sub-district matchups came out today, and just like the girls, five teams in your sub-district, all from the Fort Kearney Conference and all with winning records.
Yeah, I mean, I think the lowest-seeded team's got 13 wins. Which, again, it shows a lot about our conference. It shows a lot about the area. It's going to be a tough district. It's going to be competitive every night. I mean, we just got done with our conference tournament, beating a really good Amherst team and a really good Overton team. Came back last Friday. We were fortunate to beat Amherst again, and then we come back this Friday with Elwood, who's a very good basketball team. I mean, they got four starters averaging double figures, and I mean, they're really good. So, but again, it's a credit to our area. It's a credit to our conference, and it'll be a lot of fun down there in Kearney. I'll tell you that much.
Coach Tanner Cavaney from Elm Creek joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, where have you continued to get better, like maybe through just even the conference tournament a week ago?
I think we're just taking great shots. We're taking care of the ball. We're not turning the ball over. We're getting really good shots in the half court, getting it to certain players in certain spots, and those players are putting the ball down. I think our defense at times has been really solid. There's been a couple breakdowns here and there, but again, that's part of that's the teams that we've played too, so they're going to break you down from time to time. But I mean, we're executing really well. We got a lot of unselfish kids here. We've got a lot of kids that are not taking shots that they can possibly make to create a better shot for somebody else. So I mean, we got some kids. We're just playing really good, solid basketball right now, and we're a lot of fun to watch. If we keep going down the same road, good things will happen.
Tanner, what's it mean now that the goals are in sight?
I'm going to use another coaching quote with you again here. I mean, we got Elwood Friday first, and then we'll kind of worry about the districts here. That's something we've told the kids. I know the community is really excited. I know the school's really excited about some different things, but in the same instance, we still got a lot of work to do. It starts with Elwood Friday, and then we'll kind of look towards districts.
As we take a look at your team, it continues to be more balanced, and I think you want to develop some depth in the teams that you have beaten, as you've talked about, and the two losses are to Ravenna and Southern Valley, who have been perennial powers here lately. You've played both of them tight, but do you like the depth that you continue to build with this strong schedule and with this team?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can go 8, 9, 10 deep on our bench. And again, we've had some kids probably, get their playing time cut back to a certain point because of different matchups. I mean, we can match up differently with teams. We make teams match up with us differently. And again, it's a credit to the kids that we have and the personnel we have. And again, I'm just really proud of my kids because they've done a really good job of not being selfish in certain instances. Because we got really good ball players here. We got really good basketball players, but they're playing the right way. And again, I mean, it's a credit to their willingness to win big games.
This Fort Kearney Conference has been good for a long time. I mean, Loomis and Pleasanton have had numerous, this isn't their year, but they've had numerous state tournament appearances. Axtell had a run there for a while. Overton is still right there. I mean, you've got teams that have went down to state and represented. You've been on the other end. Do you feel like you've now kind of come over that hump here? Is this the time that Elm Creek has done that?
Well, I mean, last year we were 8-1 in the conference. We were conference runners up. The year before we were third in the conference in the tournament. So we've taken steps forward with that. Within our youth programs here, we got some youth programs being built up. But a lot of that is just having young kids watching winning basketball on the court, and I think some of that has not happened here in the past, and we got a lot of young kids now watching it, and we got a lot of young kids idolizing some of our older kids right now, which from a coaching standpoint is good. I mean, they're seeing winning, and places like Ravenna, Overton, Pleasanton and stuff like that, they've seen that for years, and they've become accustomed to it. So I think a lot of that is going to help us hopefully through the year. So again, it's a good feeling. There's a lot of positivity in the school and the community, and hopefully we can just build upon that.
Tanner, are there any of these teams that you could face again here in the sub-districts that you talked about matchups earlier? Is there one of them that gives you maybe a more difficult matchup than another?
I think all of them. I mean,
I just got coach speak right there.
They're a really good team. They've got some young kids that can put the ball in the hole. I mean, all the teams in the sub are well coached. I mean, Brent's had a state runner up. Jay Stairs had a state runner up. I mean, they've got a lot more experience than I do. Bill Giffen's been on some really good Pleasanton teams, and he's done a great job in Amherst. I mean, Amherst has got a bunch of young kids who can put the ball in the hole. They got a kid who's averaging 20 points a game. You know, Overton is, you know, Overton's Overton. They're big, they're physical, they're strong, and, you know, then they're really, 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 really good. So each team, each team shows something different that we'll have to adjust to. In a short amount of time too. So all of them are good teams. All of them are going to have to prepare for well, and you know we're going to have to play well in order to beat any one of the four teams.
Tanner, if you do make the sub-district final because of the way your schedule was, you'll either play Overton or Amherst for the third time in about 2.5 weeks. Is that a positive? Is there some negatives to that?
The way I look at it, Doug, is, I mean, when you get into that sub-district final, district final, doesn't matter. You're going to play a really good basketball team. And if we played them 2 weeks ago, if we played them, you know, a month ago, 2 months ago, they're still going to be good. So, I mean, is there positive and negatives to it? They're good. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. We're going to have to play well. We have to control what we can control. And whoever's there, you know, we're going to give our best effort, whoever it is.
Okay, you're going to practice today as the head coach of the number one team for the first time in your career. Will you walk in differently? Will you say anything?
Again, we're the number three team in PowerPoints, which when it comes down to it, that's the important thing. No, I don't think so. It's a great honor. I'm still going to be me at practice, and I'm sure the kids are dreading that coming up here pretty soon. It's a great honor. I think it's not just honoring us. I mean, we had to beat really good teams in order for that to happen. And I think it's a credit to the area. It's credit to the coaches in the area. It's credit to the athletes in the area. Because I think Amherst, I think they're number 10 team. Overton's the number 5 team. Ravenna's right there. Gibbons right there. I mean, Cozad's got a really good basketball team down the road too. And I mean, again, it's a credit to the teams in the area. And we're honored, but in the same instance, we got a lot of work to do.
All right, buddy. Congratulations on the number one slot. We'll see you at sub districts next week. I heard the bell ring, so go to lunch or go to class, whatever it is you got to do, man.
I think I got some film to watch.
All right, get after it, buddy.
Appreciate it, Doug.
Thanks, Tanner. Tanner Cavity, head coach, Elm Creek. He is one of the best at the coach speak. I will give him credit for that.
I do not know Tanner very well, but I guarantee that there was somewhere a quiet moment by himself for a little fist pump, a little heck yeah. They all do it. I've even talked to coaching friends who have gone to the World Series, and they give you all the coach. Man, when you work so hard for something and someone outside of your little neighborhood or your little community recognizes that you're good, that is a huge pat on the back for a coach, and I know that is something that he is well-deserved of them, but I know he's a lot more excited than the old, I'm just going to walk into practice today and everything is going to be fine. So good for them. Good for them. They deserve it.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Ron Higdon of the Nebraska School Activities Association talks state wrestling when we come back.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape.
I've seen a lot of great-looking college football turf, so I know green. Hi, this is Greg Sharp. Going green with Johnson Lawn and Landscape isn't only the right thing to do, it's the responsible one. If your sprinkler system is not working properly, then you're wasting water. Johnson Landscape can diagnose and repair problems for a more efficient way to water your yard. Check them out at johnsonlandscape.net or call 237-LAWN.
Johnson Lawn and Landscape, going green with the best.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Too much of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fido's Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some up.
Right away, three.
Strap it on.
Three to try to win it.
Pull it over. You're going to Jersey's, where the high-def big screens put you there, along with great food, cold drinks, great fans. It's simple. Jersey's attracts real sports fans, the kind like you, who wear the team colors on their back, their loyalty on their sleeves, bleed their team's colors. Jersey's Sports Bar, Vista Point, North Kearney. It's like a courtside ticket.
For the win. Up, got it, the buzzer. Oh, my.
Bit of a trip, looking for thrills to get me some kicks. Now all you ladies, I shoot from the hip. I was born with a stiff upper lip.
Duggan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Back here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth on this Tuesday. Don't forget, folks, it is Wing Basket Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney, 2115 Avenue A. Family fun, drinks, and food. Head on out to the Chicken Coop for just $5. You get your choice of over 12 flavors, ranging from the Ragin' to the sweet or the traditional on 10 flame-broiled wings. Something to cluck about tonight. Chicken Coop is also the place to watch all of your favorite sporting events, whether it's the Olympics, whether it's college basketball, the NBA. It doesn't matter what it is. NHL, they've got it for you when the Olympics are over. You can play pool, darts, foosball, arcade games for the kids, and you can do it with all your friends as well. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on over to the Chicken Coop every Tuesday night for Wing Basket Night. And don't forget lunch specials every day at 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. The State High School Wrestling Tournament gets underway Thursday in Omaha at the CenturyLink Center. And we're pleased to welcome in from the Nebraska School Activities Association to kind of discuss maybe a few new tweaks to what's going on this year. Ron Higdon joins us here, Doug Duda and Damon Day. Ron, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's great to have you on. Obviously, the wrestling fans across Nebraska, this is as geeked up as they are. They're coming strong out of districts and getting ready for this weekend and then the state duels. I know for one of the main reasons, we just wanted to go over. There's been a lot of talk about maybe some minor changes. We saw some changes last year, especially with the Parade of Champions. And over the last couple of years, there's been a few changes each and every year. Just kind of start us off with the changes that you have made. What did you like, and what didn't work, or did anything not work?
Well, actually, in our office, we have the opportunity to make some tweaks and changes to the format of our championships to make it fan-friendly, and that's what we really tried to do last year, particularly with wrestling. We did something with the finals that was spotlighting the athletes and making sure that we make them feel like they're in the finals of the state championships. So we dimmed the lights. We had spotlights going. We introduced each guy individually as they came out to a spotlight. We gave their credentials. We let them be the one person that everybody in the whole CenturyLink was looking at that one time. You know, before, we kind of tried to rush through everything, and a lot of times that's TV-based. But regardless, we made a conscious effort to make sure that we highlighted all the athletes, particularly in the finals.
As someone who's been to the finals and have gone down and seen it, to the novice fan, to the fan that just enjoys high school athletics, what do you think makes the Nebraska State Wrestling Championship such a great event?
Well, I think there's only two championships that we host that all classes are together, wrestling and track, at one venue. So when you do that, that kind of brings the atmosphere. It's a great thing to have everything under one roof. Wrestling in the state of Nebraska, I mean, when I compare it to other states and what they do for their championships, we have passionate fans. We have fans that really love wrestling, particularly in the smaller areas. I mean, the whole town will come watch two kids that are qualified for their team, you know. So, I mean, they have loyalty. I mean, and that's awesome. We had, not last year, but the year before, we had the second largest attendance that we've had. So in a three-day span, we draw almost 50,000 people to come watch kids wrestle. And to be able to experience that for a kid, to be out there and to wrestle in front of 15,000 people, I mean, it's probably one of the most important, the best experiences of their life.
We're talking with Ron Higdon from the Nebraska School Activities and Association. Wrestling is among his chores with the NSA. Ron, we mentioned that we've heard that there's going to be a few more tweaks this year, including maybe where the finals start on Saturday. Can you fill the fans in on what new they're going to see this weekend?
Absolutely. I love to tell you. We have probably an unprecedented five guys going for their fourth title. So we want to make sure that we keep the fans interested, make sure that it's highlighted, and we're going to start our championship finals matches at 195 pounds, which means our last match of the night, so you go in sequential order, the last match of the night will be at 182 pounds, where we'll have two of those five guys wrestling in different classes going for their fourth title, and Perkins from Omaha North and Shaney from Blair. So if all works out well, we'll be watching those guys try to attempt a feat that not very many people are able to do.
Are there any other tweaks or changes that you guys are making this year?
There are. We're really going to the CenturyLink over the summer put in a $6 million video board that is, I think they told me there's only three in the world like it. So we're really accenting that. We're trying to make things pop and boom out of that. We're going to try to make the semifinals even more exciting than they already are, and we're going to use that video board to do that. So we have some things, and I don't want to let the cat completely out of the bag, but the semifinals are our focus for additional stuff for this year, and then we'll tweak and refine the finals format that we had last year. But we're still going to dim the lights for the finals. We're going to announce everybody the same way. We'll just have a little bit of different tweak. We're going to refine it and make it even better, and that's what we try to do every year.
And the Parade of Champions, I know that was something that was done a little different here the last couple of years. Your thoughts on that?
You know, wrestling fans, change is difficult for people, you know. For the most part, I got a great positive response from the Parade of Champions, with one exception. We didn't play the Parade of Champions song, We Are the Champions, long enough, and I heard about it. So, I mean, out of all of it, I'll take that. That's fine. But, hey, I listened to the people, and we're going to change it a little bit back to the old way in some way. But it's not going to be the same mundane thing that we do every year. It's going to be lights, glitz, pageantry. We're going to be able to highlight those guys, but we are going to play We Are the Champions a little longer.
are four classes too many? Is it too big of an event?
Too big of an event? No. Four classes, it depends on who you ask. I think it's a great opportunity for people. That's the unique thing about individual sports, is you have the opportunity, if you're a smaller class, and you have somebody that's in your school that wants to compete in that athletic event, be it track, swimming, whatever that is, wrestling, they still have the opportunity to go to something like this and compete. Even though it's a team sport, that's a nice mixture. It's an individual sport that has a team aspect. You have a team title and so forth. So me personally, I don't think it's not too much, but it depends on who you ask. Comparatively to other states, It's for our population, it's more than most. But like I said, we have great passion for wrestling in the state of Nebraska, and I don't want to do anything to stifle that.
Yeah, just the last couple of questions here for Ron Higdon of the NSAA, so we can let him get back to preparing for this weekend. I know that is a source of discussion, not only among the fans, but definitely among the media. We've talked about it on the show before. I get both sides of it, Ron. Obviously, the more people that are in, then the more revenue that creates, and the more champions, and you know, you get the good feeling there. But it's starting to sweep across all sports, the consolidation of schools, the loss of programs. Is there any discussion? What do you see as the future, I guess, of the four-class system in wrestling?
You know what? I haven't heard anything in regards to wrestling, because Class C still has 64, T teams, and Class D still has 67 teams. So to consolidate those, we would really have to revamp the entire qualifying and classification system. So, I mean, you don't want a class that has 128 teams in it. So as those, and we're talking years down the road, because if you look at it, you're correct that teams are consolidating, or schools are consolidating, and teams are co-opting more and more often, but we still have over 200 schools that have wrestling. We as an administration, and wrestling in particular for me, we want to make sure that we're doing the right things for the sport as well. So, like you said, there's both sides of it, and we have to be careful how we address it, because I have no desire to discourage or want those teams that have four or five really good kids to not have wrestling because they can't field a full lineup. I will say, however, I'm on the National Wrestling Rules Committee. I will say, and I'll be upfront about this, I do think there are too many weights. We can consolidate the weights, and we're looking at that at the national level. If we consolidate the weights and give more guys opportunities to fill a full lineup for, like, the dual championships, that makes a lot more sense than getting rid of schools.
And speaking of duels, we'll let you out of here with this. The second dual championship will be the following Saturday here in Kearney. Just with 1 year behind you and under your belt, are there any changes for this year? I know the field is already set. What are we looking at in year two?
We're actually looking at a great team race for a couple of different classes. And to be honest with you, we are going to refine the first time out. It gives us a lot of places to refine at. And really, the organization and how we run it is going to be better as we move forward in the years. We are still getting our feet wet, and we're still trying to make things really good for what we have right now. Kearney is a great host. They do a great job of supplying us with workers and stuff. And I think that you'll see fans come out, and it's a great atmosphere. We packed the place. There was a huge following for duels, and it exceeded expectations last year, so we're very pleased. As far as changes like we do the Omaha, not as many. But we're working on it. We're working, and I'm open for ideas. So any wrestling people want to send me an email about how we can make things better, feel free.
You just opened yourself the door up there. Yeah, you know you did. It's pretty easy to find Ron's email as well at the NSAA website. Ron, we'll let you get back to work. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, and we'll see you in Omaha on Thursday.
That sounds great, and I can't wait to go to the chicken coop in Kearney.
We'll have a seat for you, buddy.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks. Keep up the great work. Ron Higdon, NSAA, taking care of wrestling and kind of, I don't know if spicing it up, but it is spicing it up a little bit, making some changes in for the positive for wrestling. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question, and then Brian Laux is going to join us after the break, Hastings High School wrestling coach. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday: what was the more impressive win on Sunday, Creighton beating Villanova or Nebraska beating Michigan State? I know you were playing baseball, so you heard about it, but you didn't get to see it. 75% say Nebraska. In this case, that was my vote as well. Our Midtown Mark Cooler question today: which team race will be the most exciting at state wrestling? A, B, C, or D? I think you're going to get a lot of C's here, because I think people believe that is going to be the most up in the air. I think the most exciting for our area is going to be Class A. Can Grand Island get their sixth in a row? Can Kearney, with 13, the most any school has down there, challenge? Will Omaha North ascend to the top of the podium? So vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I can say that I am a poor host. I am not very good when it comes to talking about wrestling. I know I've never wrestled. I got pinned in the eighth grade, like, in 4 seconds, and that ended my wrestling career. I don't know enough about it, but I've heard it's a very cool experience and something that is very, if you ever get a chance to see, to go to if you enjoy sporting events. But I just wish all the teams the best of luck, because it is that time of year, that pinnacle of what you've kind of working for. But I definitely have no clue.
Well, if you weren't playing ball this weekend, that's the thing. You're going to miss out on a few of these things because your kids aren't at that level yet. But I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'll say it again in the future. The greatest, the greatest 2 minutes in sports is the Kentucky Derby, they call it. You know, there's so many things, but the greatest moment in high school sports is the Parade of Champions at the state wrestling tournament on Saturday, and we'll see which young men will be able to make that walk this week. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Brian Laux, Hastings High, when we come back.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin. O'Reilly.
Changing your oil regularly helps keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, find super savings on 5 quarts of Havoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter on sale for $15.99. Protect your engine with the Havoline Oil Change Special at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Subway delivers yet another taste sensation. Feast your ears on the crunchy new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. Tender pulled chicken, authentic enchilada sauce, melty cheese. But does it end there? No. There are Fritos corn chips right on the sub. It's crunchy. It's munchy. It even has its own catchy tune.
Too much of Fritos on my sub.
The new Fritos Chicken Enchilada Melt. It's the gotta have it crunch, and there's only one place to get it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops today with a high temperature of about 62. Winds out of the west-northwest will be increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Now we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight with a low of 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to Damon Day with you on this Tuesday, getting you ready for lunch and Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up at the top, maybe even before the top of the hour, before we wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony fires off to us via the Twitter. He says, it's not that wrestling needs to shrink, because it is at 4 classes. Basketball and volleyball could. Perhaps football, 6 classes, is too many. Again, we can have a whole day's discussion on that topic. Thanks, Tony. You can tweet us anytime at ESPN 1460 1550. And, of course, email us anytime to the Net Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 6 classes for basketball, volleyball, and 4 classes for wrestling.
With all that is going on in the world today, do we really need to be worried about limiting opportunities for young people? I go back to that. If you're going to start taking away opportunities for young people in a positive way, why would you ever do it?
And again, I can...
There's two sides to it. I can put, but I go back to the whole why we have sports and why we have athletics at that level, and it's for the experience of it all. It's not for state championships. It's not for those types of things. It is a true, straight up, why do we have, you know, athletics? Because it's the learning experience. It's the environment. It's all the things that you learn from it. And so, to me, why would we ever do anything to limit those opportunities at all? So, I mean, there's always logistical reasons. There's always timing. There's always watered down and all those things. I just don't think that that's when you get to the true point of why we have athletics in general. I think that the main point of it all can't be outweighed by limiting opportunities. I understand that there's financial reasons and there's all those different types of things, but I think when you look at why we have high school athletics, college athletics, athletics in general, I don't think that we should be limiting opportunities.
Well, I have never well, I'm on your side of the that's been my argument, and the staunchest person that I know on the other side of that is our friend Stu Pospisil at the Omaha World Herald. We have argued back and forth over this for years, and we've agreed to disagree. We know that both sides have valid points, but it comes down to diluting the product, I know, is one of the big and there's other reasons, I think, that they don't want there to be as many classes out there. And some of those are selfish reasons, I believe. And I think there's also selfish reasons on the other side. So you can argue either side, but, of course, our side is right. Let's bring in Brian Laux. He is the head wrestling coach at Hastings, qualifying 12 of the Tigers to head down to Omaha. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks, Doug.
Great to have you on the program today. Tell me a little bit about the districts and your satisfaction level of how it went this weekend.
Well, we had a great district. We ended up placing second in it and qualifying those 12 wrestlers, and was just edged out in winning it by Omaha North by 8 points. So it was a great day.
As far as setting yourself up for state, that comes to district champs, it comes to district runner-up. How did you feel that sets up for you?
Yeah, you know, we have two number one seeds going in with Nolan Laux and Wee Chung at 152, and then Brandon Kyle was a runner-up, as well as Eric Holston and Brady Mitchell. And, you know, looking over those brackets, I think we have some opportunities to, if we wrestle well, we could get some kids in the finals.
Well, Coach, you've been kind of like we talked to the Elm Creek basketball coach earlier in the show. Every year, getting closer, getting better, getting more, and that's what Hastings is doing right now. Just talk about getting to this point and having the year that you guys are having.
Well, I think, you know, going into the year with having seven returning state qualifiers and, having a lot of experience back, we knew that, we felt that we could have, this type of year. But, looking at it and actually doing it is two different things. And, for the most part, it's been a real enjoyable year. We're 18-7 in duels. And, just this last half of the season, we've really come together. And, I think we're pretty focused.
Brian, goals of this team. You guys have had some injuries. You've been like a lot of the Class A teams from our area. The lineup maybe not be the same as it was when you went into the season. What are your expectations this weekend?
Well, going into the season, we one of our goals was to qualify for the state dual team championships, and also in terms of the state tournament, a top 10 finish. And I think that's attainable, not only with, kind of our three guys that have done it all year. We have some other guys that we feel have an opportunity to, can place as well. So I think that goal is attainable. I think if we wrestle real, real well, that it could even be a top five finish.
Coach, not only are you head coach, but you're also dad. How nervous are you with your son's performance as the defending state champ moving forward? How do you balance both of those jobs as being head coach and dad?
Well, I think it's a fine line. I try to treat Nolan just as just like any of our other wrestlers, and for it'd be different, I think, for Nolan if he was undefeated and, going into this thing. But, he is the defending state champion. But, we talked about it before, and he feels that the bullseye is necessarily on his back. And so good going in. And, it's just one of those deals that we've done it together for so long that I usually what type of effort he's going to give. Whatever that outcome is, I'm okay with it because I know in terms of his preparation.
Brandon and Nolan have been at the top of the rankings 1-2 pretty much all year. Specifically, tell us about their state tournament bracket draw.
Well, I think when you start with Brandon Kyle at 113, I think he has a favorable draw. He was defeated last week by Otis Rollins in the district championship. And, so Otis is on the other side. I think Brandon will probably end up seeing this Aiden Arnold if things work out in the semis. And he's from Lincoln High, and they've split on the year, and Brandon beat him last week. So, they're going to be difficult matches, but I think Brandon has a real good shot of making it to the finals for Nolan. In the quarterfinals, he'll see probably Ryan Kotzowa at Millard South, who's he's like 40-4, 42-4, something like that. And, he'll be a very good challenge for Nolan. Nolan wrestled him last year, he's a good wrestler. So, I think if we can get past him, that he has a pretty good shot of making it. But, through all this, it comes down, you got to take one match at a time. I've coached for quite some time, and you see all the craziness that, evolves down there. So just, for those guys, they got to remain focused. And the experience that they have from being down there, being, wrestling on that stage, I think will help them as well.
And, Brian, the difference between taking this many kids, you go to every tournament, you've got your whole team, and sometimes when you get to Omaha, you only got a handful of your kids. The relevance of having this many kids go to Omaha?
Well, I think it's great for our team. It's great for our school. It's great for our community. With qualifying, and we talked about this, last few weeks in terms of where we want to finish, it's not going to be dependent, on, people like Nolan and Wee Trong and Brandon Kyle that, have been in the finals for, most of these tournaments. It was going to be people like, Colton Hatch and Brady Mitchell and DJ Marr and Dominic Rasmussen, those type of kids that hadn't really been on that stage in terms of, being, in the districts and having, that type of pressure. But, so that really pushed us into the position that we're in today.
All right, Brian, we'll let you get back to your day. It sounds like you must be jogging, so, we want to let you finish up after your workout here today. So congratulations.
Actually, it's the golf course, so.
Oh, well, keep working, man. Hey, we'll see you Thursday down at Omaha. Congratulations on the season so far.
All right. Thanks, Doug. We'll see you.
Take care. Brian Laux, head coach of the Hastings Wrestling Program. You sure you don't want to go with me this weekend?
I have other things that I have to take care of, but I do someday. I mean, I'll probably never get to see. It's kind of like one of those events that I'll never get to see because I doubt my son will wrestle if he gets the day abilities to wrestle.
It's all over.
It ain't happening. So it's kind of like the Masters or certain events that you just never will get to go to live until you retire. So I honestly don't know anything about wrestling. I haven't even figured out how you get points.
Trying to help you here.
Yeah, I know. You're throwing me a vine.
We'll take a break here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where every day their low hassle-free prices are available on over 500 vehicles, new and pre-owned. You can take a drive through their lot on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can get online to the all-new thinkmidway.com. Don't forget, yesterday was President's Day. The President's Day sale is going on at the Midway Chevy Buick Cadillac dealership. Stop by and check out the extra special incentives. It's tax time. If you're going to be using your tax money, money, your rebate, your refund to take advantage and get that new or pre-owned vehicle or a different car, truck, SUV, van, this is the time to see what they've got going on at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac President's Day sale going on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a whole lot more when we come back.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Got a tax problem? If so, please listen to this important message. The IRS and state collectors can legally come after much of what you own and will take all necessary action to collect any unpaid taxes. If you have unfiled tax returns, have been issued a wage garnishment, are being audited, or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000, 911 Tax Relief can help. Our expert team of tax professionals can immediately protect you from the IRS and will provide you a free confidential tax analysis showing you the best resolution to your problem, guaranteed. You may qualify to have up to 90% taken off the amount you will owe, have all collection activities against you stopped, or for other IRS programs. You may even qualify to not have to pay the IRS a single penny. It's critical you get the right information to protect yourself, so call now for a free tax analysis. Dial 800-358-6339. 800-358-6339. That's 800-358-6339.
The postseason continues this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget complete coverage of the state wrestling tournament in Omaha Thursday through Saturday, but Tuesday it's girls sub-district basketball. Here on ESPN, the D19 from Kearney Catholic has Overton taking on Axtell at 6, followed by Elm Creek and Wilcox-Hildreth. On Classic Hits 98.9, the C-110 has Minden against Broken Bow at 6, followed by Centura Kearney Catholic. And on the Breeze 94.5, St. Cecilia takes on Donovan Trumbull, followed by Blue Hills Southern Valley.
Sunshine develops today with a high temperature of about 62. Winds out of the west-northwest will be increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Then we'll stay with a clear sky into tonight with a low of 24. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 54.
Sugar in a 5-pound sack, a Hollywood looker in a John Deere cap. I go fast, she hollers faster. She's the first one with the hayloft ladder. A girl like that's what a country boy's after. She cranks, she cranks, she cranks the tractor.
Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, call now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're also going to give you our picks for the Accenture Match Play because it's the first bracket of the year that you get to fill out. We won't break it down too crazy, but we'll fill it out and get to a Final Four and tell you who we like. It tees off tomorrow in Arizona. But call now if you want to be a part of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for the $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. 888-455-3776.
Yes. Do you have to pick like an 11 seed to win? You know, a 3 seed will get knocked. Do all the winner. Same?
A couple years ago, I think I had two of the finalists, I might have had the final right or something, two of the final four.
I think it's but you just didn't get the winner right.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean,
this thing is
impossible. Warren Buffett ought to give you $1 billion to get this thing right.
Oh, yeah.
You got a better chance hitting the NCAA tournament than this thing.
I agree.
Because all these guys can win. Because
a 16 can beat a 1.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it.
You know, I mean, the seeding is... anytime you're talking about putting, making some decisions on some things, I mean, you know.
Let's do Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, what was the last year that both Nebraska and Creighton made the NCAA men's basketball tournament in the same year?
98.
98 is incorrect. Try back, Matt. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
Weston.
Weston, name the last year that both the Nebraska and Creighton men were in the NCAA tournament.
I'm going to go with 95.
95 is not correct. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. You wrote down all that information, but you did not write down the answer. You realize that. But I knew the answer. Let's stay with it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Todd, what's the last year that both Nebraska and Creighton's men made the NCAA tournament?
Say 98.
98 is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Of course, that was the last time Nebraska made the tournament 16 years ago, so it's not since then. There's your hint for the day. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're rolling along here. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, what was the last year that both Nebraska and Creighton's men made the NCAA tournament?
93.
93 is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Nebraska obviously went 0-1 because they've never won an NCAA tournament. Creighton went 1-1 in this tournament. Let's stay with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
Craig.
Craig, what was the last year that Nebraska and Creighton's men both made the NCAA basketball tournament?
I believe it was 89.
89, incorrect. You're in the ballpark. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ian.
When was the last year both Nebraska and Creighton made the NCAA men's basketball tournament?
1985.
85 is incorrect. That's a little long ago. It's been since then. We're starting to narrow it down a little bit. I could tell you who Nebraska beat. I think that would give it away. Creighton beat New Mexico State and lost to Seton Hall. Who are we chatting with?
Kent.
Kent, do you know the last year that both the Creighton and Nebraska men made the NCAA tournament?
86.
86 is incorrect. We're working our way. We're squeezing it together. We know it's between 86 and 98. We know it's not since 98 because Nebraska hasn't been in. And 86, I already told you, it's not before that. So it's sometime in between. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, looking to give away our gift card today. Who are we chatting with?
Cody.
When was the last year that both Nebraska and Creighton men made the NCAA tournament?
91.
That is correct. Do you remember who Nebraska played?
No idea.
Nebraska lost
to your
Nebraska lost to Xavier. That was the year they were the 3 seed and went right in and just got upset. The best chance they ever had to win, and they let it get away. But it doesn't matter. You're the winner today. 1991's the answer. Hang on, and we'll get you set up with your gift card. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We've got a few other sports stories to tell you about. The boys' sub-districts came out today, but the girls' A and B districts came out, and then that also means where will these teams be playing. And in Class A, it just happens to be that Kearney will play Grand Island, and they'll travel to Bellevue East to do it. And that's next Tuesday, the 25th, so 1 week from today, Kearney, Grand Island. That is the 7 o'clock game, Bellevue East and Omaha South are the top 2 seeds. Kearney's got to be thinking they've got a chance here. They almost pulled the upset last year, and Bellevue East is 14-7, Kearney 16-6. It all comes down to wild card points. So that's what you've got in the A girls. In the Class B girls at Grand Island Senior High, Lexington and Aurora will play the play-in game. The winner gets Northwest. Hastings will play Holdridge. And in the B4 that's at Lincoln High, Crete, Seward, Columbus, Schuyler, York has the opening round bye. So Aurora coming back to the West this year to get into that district. All the boys' sub-districts are out. Those get underway on Monday. We've got the basketball action tonight here on ESPN. The D19 going on at Kearney Catholic. Overton playing Axtell. Elm Creek playing Wilcox-Hildreth. Classic Hits 98.9 is the C110 from Kearney High. And that will be Minden taking on Broken Bow and Kearney Catholic taking on Centura. And then on the Breeze, 94.5, it's the C28 from Minden. St. Cecilia Donovan at 6, followed by Blue Hill and Southern Valley. All the sub-district semifinals are tonight. You got nothing to do. You got the day off from practice. What do you do? Set up this weekend then?
Yeah, I'll be on the phone until like 10 o'clock tonight.
Why can't it just be one call and done? How come it's not that easy? What's the problem? This weather thing happens every year.
You got to call the hotel, and then you got to call the bus company, and then you got to call the umpires, and you got to call the school, and then you got to get this guy to sign off on that guy, and that guy to approve the rental fee on that. And let's just say you got to get new umpires because now you're changing time zones and everything else. And so,
you're such a homer, by the way.
We have not made the decision yet. We are still playing at home until we make a decision.
All right, let's give our predictions here, because next Tuesday you'll have a chance to be better than me or vice versa. The Accenture match play is very fun to
just
watch.
Know that this is strictly for entertainment purposes only.
There is no doubt about it, because if you don't take care of business here and beat me, then I'll be a little surprised. The Bobby Jones bracket, the top four seeds are Henrik Stenson, Jason Day, Steve Stricker, and Brant Snedeker. Who do you got coming out of that side?
I got Jason Day.
I got Snedeker. Even though he's maybe just a little off the radar, I'm going to take Snedeker. Ben Hogan bracket, Rory McIlroy, Sergio Garcia. I saw Nota Begay took Sergio Garcia to win the whole thing. How is Sergio Garcia number two seed? I don't remember him winning anything in the last year.
It's about top fives, top tens.
Ian Poulter's third.
Never great, but never bad.
Poulter and Ricky Fowler is a first-round match. And then Charles Schwartzel is the number four seed. Who do you got coming out of that Ben Hogan bracket?
Jimmy Walker.
Yeah, he's the sixth seed. This has got one of my favorite foreign players in Miguel Angel Jimenez. He'll take on Bill Haas.
The mechanic.
Round. Love Haas. Problem is, I hate that Haas and Jimenez. I'd like to see them play to see who goes to it. Furyk's in this bracket. Schwartzel, Westwood's in this bracket. I'm going to take Bill Haas to come out of that bracket. The Gary Player bracket, the top four seeds are Justin Rose. The number two seed is Matt Kuchar, who owns this event. The number three seed is Jordan Spieth, and the number four seed is Jason Duffner. A lot of people like Duffner. I think just a lot of people like the man, Duffner, but a lot of people are picking him. Who you got here?
I got Spieth defeating Duffner.
I will laugh loudly, and not because I don't like him, but Spieth, everybody's picking him, so he's probably going to go out in the first round. Luke Donald is in this bracket, and Luke Donald is a very good golfer. It just depends on how you're playing right now. And Donald and Kuchar, I mean, you got to probably find a long shot, but I'm going to take Luke Donald to come out of this bracket. And then the final one, everybody loves Zach Johnson. He's the number one seed. Dustin Johnson is number two. Bubba Watson is number three. Graham McDowell is number four. You got Hunter Mahan, who's been in the finals of this a couple of times. You got Gary Woodland, the long hitter. You got Keegan Bradley. Who you got?
I got Dustin Johnson beating Martin Keimer.
I got Keegan Bradley coming out of that one. So Bradley versus Donald for me, Haas versus Snedeker. I'm going to take Bradley to advance on to the final and take on, I think Snedeker's got a better chance to get to the Final Four than Haas does. So I'll take Snedeker, and then I'm going to take Keegan Bradley to win it all. You?
I got Spieth beating DJ. I got Jason Day beating Jimmy Walker. I got Spieth beating Day.
So basically what this is saying is I've got Keegan Bradley to win it, so go put your money on Jonas Blixt, who he will take on in the opening round of the Accenture match play. Hockey continues. The Russians win today. Do you realize the Russians had to win or they wouldn't have even made the medal round in ice hockey at home? Yikes. That was one of Jimmy Fallon's better jokes last night. If I could remember it.
Was it a good show?
I thought it was. Some of it was taped, and I don't know how much of it. I mean, you can usually tell when that's, when Jay Leno went out on the street and stuff like that. But U2 performed their song on the rooftop of the building there in New York. Holy hell. And that was crazy. Will Smith did a little dance with him. The coolest part, I thought, was Fallon kind of set it up, and he goes, I am the host of The Tonight Show, and my best friend, you owe me $100 because you said I'd never be the host. And then for the next 3 minutes, they had people like the the former mayor comes out. They had Lady Gaga come out. They had Mariah Carey come out. They had Robert De Niro come out. They had Mike Tyson come out, and they all slapped $100 down on the desk, acting like they were the friend that had lost the bet. And that went on for like 3 minutes, and then it ended with Stephen Colbert coming out with a bucket of pennies and pouring it on him. And then he said, "Welcome to 11:30 something." So it was pretty cool.
Good.
It was pretty cool.
I enjoy Jimmy Fallon. I'm a fan.
Yeah, it'll definitely be different. It's a different era for the
My
Tonight
dad's
Show.
Not watching Jimmy Fallon. He was an avid Jay Leno, but no Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, it's going to be different. Folks, we want to thank those that joined us on the show today, talking wrestling, Ron Higdon of the NSAA, Brian Locks, Hastings High School, and Tanner Cavity of the number one ranked Elm Creek Boys Basketball Buffaloes. And tomorrow, Mark Bauer. How about more wrestling with UNK? More on the high school level as well. We'll see you then.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.